as a kid. My grandfather had a shotgun. He brought it out twice every year. Once, as the clock turned over on New Year's Eve, he'd run out to the porch and blast into the sky. Plow, 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 plow. Granddaddy! Granddaddy, you said whatever goes up has got to come down.
Nah, not on New Year's Day, baby.
And the other time was the night before Halloween. We're in Detroit. Thousands of fires erupted the moment the sun set over the horizon. The city's rage, blazing orange and red and gold. Devil's Night. And I watched Granddaddy get his gun, set up his folding chair on the porch and sit smoking his cigarette, stroking the barrel.
I get back up in the house now, baby. Take care of your grandmama.
All around us, Detroit burns. And hiding behind the bars on our windows, looking out into the darkness past Granddaddy, I see shadows running on the sidewalk. Hooded figures wearing Batman, Superman, Donald Duck masks, carrying torches, gasoline containers, some pausing to consider our home. Then hearing the cock of his gun barrel before deciding to move on. And if he's going to stay up to protect us, I'm going to stay up to protect him. All night long, if I have to, and I try, watching shadows, fires, police cars, I try. Then first light presses me awake. My face sleep masked against the window. I jump up, scared, open the front door, and see my granddaddy still sitting sentry on the porch, still holding his shotgun, pulling the dregs from his last cigarettes, his pack of super long menthol cools. Empty.
You keep your granny safe like I asked you?
Yes, sir.
Good boy.
Granddaddy, weren't you scared? Then, for just an instant, his eyes flash hot. He looks at me like he's seeing something else. Someone else.
I already paid the fire once, baby. I won't pay it again.
Before he says it, I never knew how his sister had passed. I didn't understand that it wasn't an accident. I didn't know that someone had meant to burn his black family from their home in the middle of the night, and how every person that crawled out of that inferno long ago took something of the flame with them. I didn't understand that he's been battling a different fire for a very long time. Then the burn passes from his eyes, and he's almost my grandfather again, and I need him back from that place he just went. Granddaddy, can I have just a little bit of ice cream up in my cornflakes? He looks at me all the way then.
Baby, you can have a lot of ice cream in there if you don't tell your grandmama.